All right, so for this week's show and tell, since it is the holiday season,
we talked about gifts to give last week.
So no budget. What would like our most
what would be like
our wish list Christmas gift? What would be our
top?
Yeah,
our top Christmas gift we would like to receive.
No budget.
It could be which we said money doesn't have to be. It could be a $5 gift.
I didn't think of this since there was no budget. Dang, I should have said a jet.
Okay, that's not golf related.
Yeah, because then I can fly to wherever I want to play golf.
No, that's not golf related. Go Camel Kyle.
Kyle, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll go Camel Kyle.
You say Camel Kyle or Camo Kyle?
Camo.
It sounds like camel.
Camo. That's camo.
That'd
camo
be my Kyle. Dyslexic gamer tag. All right,
there's Kyle's.
So Kyle wants a Tree Farm staff bag?
Yeah, so... that's... My thought with this was, A, just the experience we had there, like between this and the Tree Monster one, because you said no budget, but even if not this specific bag, like I think it would be so cool as a golfer to have like a one-off custom staff bag, like just to have in your office, have in your golf room, have at work, wherever the case may be. This just happened to be my favorite staff bag out of the last couple of years that's not branded. You know, it's one thing to have a TaylorMade or a Ping or a Titleist staff bag, but it's another thing to have something that's very unique that nobody else has.
So. SG would kill me if I brought another golf bag home. I have so many.
Because for me, it was between this and like a Masterful Tour Rat or something. But I'm like, you know, $7,000 putter's cool, but it's still just a putter.
I think the bag idea is a good idea. Because even if you didn't use it, you could still have it as like a display item to kind of remember, like you say, to remember your trip or whatever
We should bring staff bags back next year.
Make staff bags great again.
But yeah, just on the front
so
pocket.
So 2025 is going to be the year of the staff bag.
And putting.
24 was ball strike. Striking.
No, we already declared next year's year of putting.
But next year's accessory is the year of the staff bag.
Right? Year of the staff bag.
Yeah. I like it. It's good. I guess I'll do mine.
Case of Sundrop.
Dang it. How'd you guess? This is just a picture of the Lido. Mine is a golf trip to Sand Valley Golf Resort in Nebraska.
Be a little cold to go at Christmas to Nebraska.
That's when you give it to me is in Christmas. I can choose when to go. Mm. But
no,
I'd like to play the Lido, obviously, Mammoth Dunes. The new one they just had open up was what, Sedge Valley?
I'll say obviously Sand Valley. The story of the Lido is freaking awesome. If you're into golf courses, you got to go check out what they did with this golf course, because they essentially picked it up off of Long Island and brought it to Nebraska.
Long story short, guy
designed it on PGA 2K, a video game.
I said, well, long story short, it was a golf course in Long Island, closed down over the years because it was turned into a war base.
Yep.
And then they used old maps and historical records to create it in.
They've gotten down to like within 2 inches, all the undulations.
Actually, no, they've got it closer than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, hey.
It is a direct copy. That's why they are. Saying it's reopened, but that would be.
And then obviously they have three other courses other than the Lido.
So they got Mammoth Dunes, and then Sedge Valley is the one that just opened.
Is Sedge Valley like the little?
No, that's
Sheep Ranch. They got no. That's out at.
Yeah, that's Sheep Ranch is at abandoned. Yes.
Yeah.
They have a short course, but I can't remember the name of it. But they've got five courses in total, including the short course.
Nice.
So I mean, you can make a whole week out of it.
Yeah, a lot of golf. Did you look up like how much that gift would be?
No, because I didn't want to give my email address to get spammed with it. But from a little bit of research, I would say it's probably going to be that 6 to 7K range.
6 to 7K for about 5 days.
It's not bad, honestly. That's good value.
Only golfers can justify this. Can justify this. So.
But it kind of plays off of my gift idea from last week. We said. And there's like gift of golf. Like I'd rather play somewhere unique.
Experience over physical.
Right. I can get all the golf clubs I want. Right. So
yeah,
I'd rather have the golf.
Yep. I promise Caleb and I did not conspire on this. I also chose a golf trip. Now I chose to go out. I want to go to Bandon Dunes.
Yeah.
And I would say the reason why Bandon's one of like, other than obviously Pinehurst Resort, it's like one of those like, destinational golf resorts that is not easy to get to. That's obviously stateside. I know tons of people that have played it, and it's one of those ones that it's just like, all right, it's the only reason why I would want to go out there.
Yeah.
And I was between Sand Valley and this. Now, obviously, I want to play them all.
Same. Like, I was between
my
me band.
Like, my first true, like, golf destinational resort experience was Stream Song. And best experiences I've ever had playing golf. I've played a lot of awesome golf courses, quite a few within the top 100. But there's just something about being on a property. I even get the same feeling when I'm at Pinehurst. Like, you just feel like...
Your only reason why you're there is golf.
I would say I just feel like I'm always on the golf course.
Right.
And this has just kind of been always at the top of the list. I think same thing. This is going to cost you right around $7,000 to $8,000.
Yeah.
To go and play every single course.
And they just opened a new course, correct?
Mm-hmm. So.
So they have five or six now.
You have Old Mac, Sheep Ranch, Bandon Trails, the Preserve.
Pacific Dunes.
Pacific Dunes. And then a short course.
So it's five, including a short and
five and a half.
Or one of those already named could have been the short course. I mean, again, I just get to watch every video that post out there.
So. Oh, yeah, I was gonna say for me, it was a coin flip between Bandon Dunes and mine, Sand Valley. Yeah. The reason why I went with Sand Valley was because of the Lido. But yeah, I would gladly accept Bandon Dunes as well.
Yeah, so about it. which I mean, this would be. And it's something to where, like, I know a lot of people are fortunate to get to do it every year. Mm-hmm. I just need to do it once.
Yeah.
Same. I just need to do it once. And hopefully you get lucky with the weather, like these photos show here, because I don't think this is the normal story that most people get.
Depends
when they go
the
out there.
Depends on the time of year you go, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're right on the cliffs. I mean, it's where it's
at. Another one I thought about was Cabot.
No, which Cabot?
Well, the Cabot Cliffs or
actually Britain. One hell of a gift would be to every Cabot place.
Right.
which, funny enough, I think it's either the Bandon family or one of the resort families just purchased land in Colorado.
I think it's Bandon because they're opening
They're essentially making another resort.
Right.
Like multiple golf courses. Yeah. And then another one is coming to Texas. So ones that you can get a lot closer because I know from what I've seen, like, you still have to take like a 2-hour shuttle ride once you get off the plane to get to.
I've heard, Bandon. Bandon is like nowhere near. Anything.
I mean, Bryson's old caddy. That's his business. Perfect, that's his business. Like, he owns the shuttle service or something like that. So, but let us know if you've been to the places and you can help us facilitate a golf trip. It's one of those things that you just don't really want to nickel and dime on. So I was like, do it right.
You got to do it right. We got one more. What is this? Is this my?
Oh, is this your golf gift? Oh.
Well, you gotta explain it.
Some white golf pants.
No explanation needed. So this is Miles's, I guess, dream Christmas wish golf gift, and he wants to pretend like he's Batman while playing golf.
What are the chances we just?
Are you gonna get a costume to go with it?
Maybe. You can't drive in that without the Batman suit on.
Does it shoot flames out the tailpipe too? I mean,
That's a.
Oh, you just want a custom golf cart?
Oh, heck yeah!
You can't leave.
Are you
with
70 and live in Florida?
I would say, Miles, just move down to the Villages.
I was going to say these aren't in Florida. There's no loofahs on those.
Oh wow! Wow.
I mean,
if you want a hell of a Google search,
the miniature. Upside down pineapple.
Man.
Dude, the little mini rigs. Heck yeah.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Smoking Burt Reynolds there. Right there.
Yeah.
You got to have a mustache, a hell of a mustache to drive that one, though.
Or a mullet.
Yeah, one or the other.
Does the top of that roof have a spoiler on it?
Yeah, it has to.
Hell yeah.
Got to have some downforce.
Yeah.
Look, that thing fast.
Has to have some stopping power. Do you know what I mean? No, this is pretty awesome. There's quite a few, like, when I was working out in Baldhead, there's quite a few little cool custom carts out there. I'll tell you what, those things can get fast, too. They can get dangerous.
Oh, yeah, honestly, like, golf carts can be too fast in general.
Especially on steep hills.
Your whole group of transfer trucks?
Man, that's a Peterbilt.
They ain't going to get a whole lot of golf done.
That's a Peterbilt.
They're going to be too busy talking on that headset.
Does it come with a CB radio?
You have to have one. And a hell of a horn.
Yeah.
And then a Lot Lizard sticker on the side. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's close it out. Good gift. That was a good gift.
It's like that part of Stewie Griffin, and we have Sting to play us out. All right. Well, if you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on those push bell notifications, comment below that if money was no object, what a Christmas item that is golf related that you would like to see, and we will catch you on the next episode.